Seeger is a person who's torn between his morals, and he's a person who has made mistakes in the past. And as we enter the story, he's a person trying to repair what he fixed a few years back. And so, but when the whole story evolves or gets started, Seeger desperately tries to repair the damage that he's done to his life and to the life of the person he loves. There is, I believe, Seeger Johansson is in the book a 65-year-old white man. So there's one difference. The book is fantastic, but it does have 15 years, you know, as it came out. And so the way that they've brought it into the now with the characters and also with the story and the plot line about the deep sea mining rather than oil drilling and things like that, I think that they've done necessary changes. The book is fantastic, but always when you want to go from literature to film, you need to make some changes, obviously. I mean, it was fantastic. I didn't go to Brussels, because Seeger stays on dry land and does all his research. But I did go when we were in Rome. We were there for 16 weeks, and they built this massive tank in the studio where we shot, and it's an amazing experience, because when something gets to be that sort of massive and the scope gets to be that massive, you can really, as an actor, you're not pretending anymore, because all of a sudden there is a huge pool of water there. You do have the water, the submarine, the little mini submarine that we have out there. And so you have all these things that help you get into the character. You can run around on the ship, you can run out, you can run in, you can, and everything seems so real. You have these huge water cannons just spraying water on us when we're out on deck. And I mean, it's wonderful make-believe. I definitely think so. I mean, I had an experience when we started. We all met up on Zoom, because he's right in the middle of COVID, right? So, and we all had a Zoom table read where we got to sit down and just see each other for the first time. And it was such an experience. I mean, I've been doing this for 25 years, and to see a Zoom call where you've got the full palette, every color, every accent, some spoke Italian, some spoke Japanese. When we actually read the script, they read it in the language, you know, that they would speak. And I love that, the international feel to it. I mean, we're all from different parts of the world, and we're allowed to be from different parts of the world in the show. And I think that that's something that 5 years ago wouldn't be possible, but today, the way the world looks now, the way streaming works, the shows that we watch are not only in English anymore, and so I think that made it possible for us to do it this way. The best thing that you can expect, because there's a lot of action and there's a lot of movement and there's a lot of massive scenes, creatures from the ocean attacking, and we've got all these huge sort of set piece scenes in the show, but the part that I really, and what really connected for me with the script was, this is not an end of the world story. This is not, you know, I love him, but it's not The Rock, you know, saving the world from death and destruction. This is a bunch of scientists, discussing important questions that are about the times that we live in. It's more of a dramatic piece in that sense. It's a show that has a heart, it has meaning, and it's trying to convey something to the audience. And that's the part that I think is going to be something that you can take away once you see the show.